love to tell.
Yes, I love to tell.
I'm a Savior's love.
I'm a Savior's love.
Soon I'll reach that home prepared for me. I'll be singing through eternity.
And I love to tell.
Yes, I love to tell.
Of my Savior's love.
Of my Savior's love. I love to tell.
Smiling face I'll see,
and I'd love to tell.
Yes, I love to tell.
I'm a Savior's love.
I'm a Savior's love.
Oh, I have this feeling in my soul, ever keeping me so free and whole.
And I'd love to tell.
Yes, I love to tell.
I'm a Savior's love.
I love to see,
love to see
of
his
saving grace.
Saving grace.
I want
to look
upon
his
bright face, his smiling face.
My heart will overflow with gladness in that happy home above.
Yes, I love to tell
of my Savior's love.
Of my Savior's love.
Yes, I love to tell.
Good evening. We are the Redeeming Grace Trio from Golden State Baptist College. My name is Bethany Brown. I am a senior from Holyoke, Massachusetts.
I'm also a senior. My name is Nicole Flood, and I'm from Milpitas, California.
My name is Daylena Putin. I am a junior from Santa Clara, California. At the piano, we have Melissa Lico, a recent graduate of Golden State, headed into the master's program from Los Gatos, California.
Journey, peace flows over my soul. Now there is no condemnation since he made me whole. Water from this rock I'm drinking, heaven's manna I eat. No matter what comes my way, he gets sweeter to me. Jesus on that heavenly shore.
Each
day on my way, he gets sweeter to me.
You can taste this living water if you call on his name. Just quench your thirst from this well, you'll never be the same. I am ready to cross that river to a land that I
to me.
Each day
on my way, he gets sweeter to me.
Oh,
each day I walk by faith, he is leading the way. Soon I'll be walking with Jesus on that heavenly shore.
Each day
on my way, he to me.
Each day
on my way, He gets sweeter to me. Oh, each day I walk by faith, He is leading the way. Soon I'll be walking with Jesus on that heavenly shore.
Each day
on my way, He gets sweeter to me.
On that revival night, I never
I can't help but get excited in that old camp meeting way. Oh, I've never gotten over getting saved. Oh, no, I've never gotten over getting saved. No, I've never gotten over being under God's grace. I can't help but get excited in that old camp meeting way. Oh, I've never gotten over getting saved.
I've just come into a valley, one like I've never been before. I keep searching for a way out, seems like padlocks on the doors. Oh, there must be another sunrise, another sunset that I'll see. God will make this trial a blessing, that's the love He has for me. God will make this trial a blessing, though it sends me to my knees. Though my tears flow like a river, yet in Him there's sweet relief. There's no need to get discouraged, there's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see. I was not the first one to come into this place. You see, every child of God has this test that he must face.
It is here that God will mold you and make you what you ought to be.
God will make this trial a blessing. Just be patient, you will see. Now I'm standing on a mountain, looking back, I can see. When I was in the lowest valley, His strong hand was leading me.
Oh, it's good to see the sunrise and to taste victory.
God has made this trial a blessing, oh, the grace He gives to me. God will make this trial a blessing, though it sends me to my knees. Though my tears flow like a river, yet in Him there's sweet relief. There's no need to get discouraged, there's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see. God will make this trial a blessing, though it sends me to my knees. Though my tears flow like a river, yet in Him there's sweet relief. There's no need to get discouraged, there's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see. God will make this trial a blessing. That's the love He has for me.
Many holes. proclaim the truth as long as there is time. We'll hold up the light. Let it brightly shine. Through the years we've seen the life that He's redeemed as His man.
Having us tonight. If you take your Bibles, turn to Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 12. I spoke with Pastor Shear this just yesterday, and he let me know he was not going to be here. He scared me. So you all know him a lot better than I do. So he gets on the phone. He said, "Is this Brother Callahan?" I said, "Yes, sir, it is." And he said, "Where are you going to be tomorrow night?" Now, I'm traveling from church to church. If I can just remember where I'm at right now, it's a good thing. And so he's like, "Where are you going to be at tomorrow night?" I'm thinking, where am I supposed to be at tomorrow night? I'd like to be in bed. Maybe I'd like to be at Cracker Barrel. I'm thinking, you know what? I'm supposed to be at Heritage Baptist Church. He said, "That's right. Okay, so this is what the plan is." I'm like, okay, whew, scared me there for a second. So I'm sure you all have an absolutely amazing pastor. I would have loved to meet him. But Brother Oxendine does send his greetings. And you did get the low man on the totem pole. But my name is Dan Callahan, and I'm traveling with my wife and our three children. I'm my wife, Helen. And Darren is our oldest. Ashlyn is our middle child. And we have our youngest in the nursery, probably terrorizing everybody. His name's Trent. And so I do encourage you to stop by our table after the service. We've got several items concerning our Bible college and some information that you may have or may have some questions. You say, "Brother Callahan, you know, I'm too old for Bible college." My dad, graduating from the University of Alabama at the age of 24, decided to go off to Bible college. And so you're never too old. If not, we've got some online classes you can take as well, and those are offered through our website. And you can check it out there. We also have a card to give some information on our website. Then also KMVBC. It's Revival Radio. You can go online. You can listen to it pretty much anywhere that you have internet access. It's a tremendous radio broadcast that gives good Christian music. You don't have to worry about leaving it playing in your home and wondering what's going to be played on there. But I encourage you to pick that up as well. We also have some CDs available. They did not put my solo CD on the table. I don't know why. But I think they left that in the trailer on purpose. And no, I do not have a solo CD. But do pick up our CD that we just put out. This is our tour group. And not only features the ladies that sang tonight, but also some of our other groups, as well as our college choir and some special groups there as well. And then if you have any questions, you say, "Well, you know, how much does college cost?" or what are some of the degrees that you can take? We've got a pamphlet in the back that answers a lot of those questions and the cost and where some of the job opportunities that are available there for either single or married. So I encourage you to stop by, pick one of those up, and it'll answer pretty much all of your questions. And if you'd just like to get on our mailing list to receive some information from the college, pick up one of these information cards, fill it out, and hand it to one of the ladies, and they'll give you a $100 bill. not. But they do have a free gift for you, and we're Baptists, and we love free. So stop by the table, pick one of those up. Now, if you're obviously not, you know, going to be attending Bible college, don't fill one out just to get a free T-shirt and some cool sunglasses. But we do want you to fill one of those out anyways, and we are happy to be here. Hebrews chapter number 12, and how many sports fans do we have out there? Sports fans, you like basketball? Now, there's not an NBA team in Montana, is there? So that means y'all have to root for the Warriors then, right? So I am I'm a Warriors fan, and I told God before the service start, I'm not going to check the score. I'm not going to, I don't have a little earpiece in finding out what the score is right now, but I'm going to hopefully pray that the Warriors win tonight. And they got game one in the books. And for those of you that have no clue or could care less about the sports, you're like, okay, get on with the sermon. But it does. It wraps a little bit. Tonight's sermon wraps a little bit around that. I want to give you a challenge from the Word of God, but also tied in. I love sports. I am in charge of our athletics there at the college, and I get to referee some of our games, football, and we have volleyball and basketball. And so I enjoy sports. I enjoy playing sports. I actually, a couple months back, was playing basketball. You know, of course, I thought I was Michael Jordan, and so I was playing basketball, and I went to go dunk over this 10-foot guy. No. But I was playing basketball, and I jumped, and I fell, and I landed on my knee wrong, and I tore my ACL. And so if you see me walk funny, I don't have, like, a missing leg or anything. It's just I had surgery a couple weeks ago, and so I'm good to go. I'm ready to go, but I did tear my ACL. But I love sports. And all of us like to perform in front of people. We like to, you know, when we see that, I remember when the first time my wife and I, we kind of played a horse in her front yard. And, of course, I had to let her win. You know, if I was, we were dating, I had to let her win. But I remember the first time, playing sports, and you always try to show off. You always, everybody's watching. You want everyone to see. We see here in Hebrews chapter number 12 that there's a cloud of witnesses. There's a group of people watching what's going on. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses." There's people watching us right now. "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God." Michael Jordan made a statement just before he retired. He said, "I've tried to be the best basketball player that I could be. I thought about saying just two words, 'I'm gone,' and walking off the stage. But instead," he said, "I owe all of this, all of my accolades, all of my awards," and he won so many as being the best basketball player, "to my fans and to the media. And for that reason is why I am here." So often we get caught up in making sure everybody sees what we are doing instead of realizing that there's a great cloud of witnesses watching now, cheering us on. And sometimes our race may be a little bit difficult, and sometimes our race may be hard, but there's a cloud of witnesses standing there saying, keep going. I know child rearing is difficult. Keep going. I know some of your children may be going down the wrong path, but keep going. I know going to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, I know it may be difficult, but keep going on. That great cloud of witnesses is cheering you and I on. Life is like a game full of witnesses. There's a witness that builds up, and there's witnesses that tear down. And so often, if we're not careful, we can surround ourselves by those that tear us, that build us up, or tear us down. And it's your choice. You say, "Well, no, they just keep hanging around me." We'll lose them. No. Oftentimes we get around people and they're just always negative. They're negative about, "Did you hear that special? Or did you hear this? Or did you hear what the pastor said about that? Or the chairs, they weren't lined up just right. Or I didn't have this. Or I didn't have that." We can always complain about something, can't we? We can always find the bad in everything that, you walk to the store, you go here, you go there. We can always find the bad in everything. Or we can always find the good. And I know one thing, as my wife and I, we rear our three children, it's difficult. Because you want to build them up. You want to help them understand they're important. But oftentimes you look at the bad, you say, oh, well, why aren't they doing this or why aren't they doing that? When you really want to encourage them to do what's right. We're fortunate two out of our three children are saved. They know for sure they're going to heaven when they die. And that's encouraging to us. But this world is constantly bombarding them through television, through media, and through the world to just look down on things instead of lifting up. And Christ wants you and I, as He looks down at this great cloud of witnesses, and He says, I want you to look up. Don't look down. Be an encouragement. Lay aside every weight and the sin which just so easily beset us. So often we've got sins that are in our life, and we're all sinful, but they beset us. They get us off track a little bit. And the devil just knows when he can just put that in and cause you to just think about what has been in your past instead of when Christ died on the cross. He put all of that in your past. You and I can be encouraged by that great cloud of witnesses. I love to hear, oftentimes if I'm playing a sport or if I'm doing something, I can hear my wife screaming or yelling my name. I can hear my children screaming, yay, daddy, yay, daddy. And that's encouraging. That's uplifting. Do we calm our life down just enough to hear our Heavenly Father say, hey, Brother Dan, keep going. Hey, Miss So-and-so, keep going. Hey, I know life is difficult. I know summertime's here. And guess what? The kids are now at home. They're no longer at school for however many hours of the day. It's like, oh, what am I going to do? And we've got to figure things out. And it gets difficult. And life just happens. But realize we've got a Heavenly Father that's cheering us on, that's saying, go finish your course. Stand strong, Mom. Stand strong, Dad. That great cloud of witnesses. Number one, life is like a game full of witnesses. You have those that build you up, and you have those that tear you down. Number two, life is like a game full of obstacles. Now, I love obstacles. Back in the day, they had the American Gladiator, and I can remember watching that. My favorite was at the very end. They would get the big machine at the one end, and then they'd have to go in between obstacles, and they'd shoot the I always wanted to be that person that was shooting the canister or whatever it was. I think they were like little bouncy balls. Get one person just running across the field right in the head, lay them out flat. That was my goal in life. But we all have obstacles in our life. We all have difficulties that we're going to face. You know, oftentimes we choose our own obstacles. We put those things in our path that cause us. Look at verse number one. Let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We're sinful people. And sometimes we cause our own obstacles in our life. But God says, I want you to lay those aside. Set those aside. Put those off to the side. There's going to be some obstacles in your life, and you may have to overcome those obstacles. But as we run with patience this race that is set before us, verse number two, the most important, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You know where we make the mistake? So we begin to look at us. We begin to look and see, my life is difficult. My bills are heavy. How come we always wind up with more bills at the end of the month than we do with money? It never works out. Oh, why is this happening in my life? Why do I have this sickness? Why is this difficulty going on in my marriage? Why is this happening to my children? And we always look at the obstacles instead of looking who can help us conquer those obstacles in our life. Life is like a game full of obstacles. There are obstacles that hinder our physical condition. We could probably go from individual to individual and speak of physical things that are wrong. I just got word this past week from some close family that there's some physical conditions that are hindering them. And I just began to weep and I began to pray and say, Lord, just help them get through this difficult time. And you and I, you're going to go through physical conditions throughout your life, whether it be, and we're seeing it even now in adolescence all the way up into older saints of God, that you're going to go through some physical conditions in your life, some obstacles that you're going to have to overcome. But you and I will face those, and if we face our Father, He can get us through those. There are obstacles that hinder our spiritual condition. And this is where so much we look in and we try to help ourselves out instead of allowing God to help us. Well, I can fix it. I'll just show up Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And that's a good thing. But it goes beyond that. Well, you know what? I'll put some good Christian music on. That's a good thing, but it goes beyond that. You have to have a personal walk and relationship with God. If you're going to get through the obstacles of life, if you're going to overcome those difficulties and try to make it where you can look up, sometimes even that vision is blurred, and you see that obstacle, Lord, I can't even look up. I'm just so bombarded with everything around me. God will allow you to get through that difficulty, and you can be the one that looks out back on the other side. And then you see maybe loved ones or friends that are going through some same obstacles. Now you, as a Christian, can be a help to them. Say, you know, I went through that difficulty in my marriage. I went through that difficulty with my children. I went through that difficulty in my life. I went through those difficulties. Let me show you and help you how God helped me. There are obstacles that hinder our physical condition. There's obstacles that hinder our spiritual condition. Sin easily entangles you and I. It just wraps us up and begins to suffocate us spiritually. And oftentimes, there's many times I'll open up God's Word and I don't even know where to start. I think to myself, what am I going to do? I need help in this. I need help in that. And it's amazing how God begins to give me something either from God's Word or through a sermon I'm listening to or even just a simple song. I'm a crybaby. I'll admit it, all right? I get it from my mom. We used to tease my mom. She'd cry at like store openings. But oftentimes I'll hear a song and it'll just begin to speak to my heart. And there'll be something going on either in my life or my wife and I's life. And man, that song will just begin to speak to my spirit. To me, one thing I enjoy about that is it kind of shows me, hey, I'm saved. And I'm flesh. I have those doubts sometimes. But man, to know that the Holy Spirit is working inside and just allowing me to get a blessing from that song that's being sung. But oftentimes I'll receive that through either the Word of God or through friends or through preaching or through the songs that are being sung. That's why it's always good to have that constantly in your life and in your home, because the devil can easily just throw that one song in that comes in on the commercial and you're like, oh, I remember that. Or you're through the grocery store and man, it comes across the loudspeaker and you're like, oh, I remember back in the day I used to do this and that was the song we partied to. The devil just knows how he can entangle you and I. There's this great cloud of witnesses. We all like to be on the winning team. No one likes to be on the losing team like the Cavaliers. No one likes to be on the team that's losing. We all like to be on the winning team. We want everybody to yell and scream, and it's always good to be in the home crowd. Well, guess what? When you're on God's side, you're always on the home crowd. You're always on the winning side. It may not always look like it, but we've read the back of the book, and guess what? We win. And God has given us that ability to overcome those obstacles. Number three, life is like a game full of encouragements. Life is like a game full of encouragement. Look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are encompassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight that and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You and I one day will have the same opportunity as our Savior, to be right there in the presence of our Heavenly Father. I don't know how much more encouragement that you need. I know it's a little bit difficult to envision that. I know it's a little bit difficult to kind of see that. And Hollywood maybe has tainted our mind a little bit. But how encouraging it is to know that you and I as Christians, that one day when we die, we are going to see the face of Jesus. We're going to be in the presence of our Heavenly Father. The Bible says that we must run this race. Oftentimes, I don't know about you, but I like to hike. I haven't done it in quite a while, but my dad, he likes to hike. And I like to hike. But I don't like to run. And if you're a runner, God bless you. You're wonderful. I'm not. I don't like to run. To me, it's like the kids, you know, we go to Disneyland or we'll go to these theme parks. And they're like, Dad, let's go. And they're trying to drive. I don't want to walk. I want to be on one of those scooters. When I tore my ACL, the very next week we went to Disneyland. I know, it's crazy. But here it is, I've got my leg all wrapped up, but I got to get up and go on one of those scooters. I think I want to live my... No, I better not say that. God will curse me. But those scooters are awesome. Number one, you get to cut in line. But number two, I didn't have to run anywhere. Now, my kids didn't want to jump on, and they wanted to ride it. Like, oh, it's a cool, it's a go-kart. No, it's for Dad. Get off. But the Bible says here that we're to run our race. It's not going to be easy. Sometimes we have to pick up the pace a little bit, and we've got to do some things that we don't normally enjoy or like to do, like running. But God says if we're going to finish our life, if we're going to finish our race with joy, we've got to run that race. We've got to be encouraged. We have to be uplifted. And in order for us to do that, oftentimes, we have to be the one that gives the encouragement. As you leave here tonight, realize that there's a great cloud of witnesses that's watching. And secondly, realize that you, as a Christian, can be the one that's the encourager. Not everybody gets to play in the game. There's some people that have to sit on the bench. There's some people that are coaches. There's some people that are assistant coaches. There's some people that just, you know what, hold the towels. When they come to the bench, hey, here's your towel. There's some people that all they do is they get the Gatorades. And they're ready. Whenever they're coming, hey, here's your water. Here's your Gatorade. There's some that just take the book and they take the stats. But they're all a part of the team. They all have a purpose. And you and I, no matter what it is in life, whatever race that God has set before you, your race is different than my race. Whatever race that God has set before you, God requires you to finish it. And finish it strong. Our Savior endured the cross, despised the shame. But the joy is, the encouragement is now He's on the right hand of the Father. One day you and I will have that same opportunity to be in the presence of our Heavenly Father. Will you be able to hear those words as hopefully I hear, hopefully you hear, well done, that good and faithful servant? I want to finish my course strong, whether it be as a dad, whether it be as a husband, whether it be as the ministry director at Golden State Baptist College, whether it be as a friend, whether it be an example of Jesus Christ here on this earth, I want to finish my course with joy. Why? There's some people up there that are cheering me on. I've got a grandma and a grandpa. I've got some close friends. I've got a cousin. I've got those that have gone on before me. And you could say the same thing as well. Will you be that one that finishes their course with joy? Or will you be just as we've seen so many, and we see oftentimes in races or in different times where people just fall off the wayside and they give up, throw in the towel, want nothing to do with Christianity, nothing to do with life. Finish your course with joy. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. What a joy and privilege it is to serve an almighty God. I think of it as you made that trek up to Calvary. Lord, you had to carry your cross. Yes, there were some individuals that came to help. But Lord, you had to make that trek to the hill. And Lord, you did it knowing that it would bring forth death. But your love was so pure, your love was so genuine, that you were willing to go through all of that for just one sinner. You were willing to do that just for one soul to be saved. And Lord, I pray that we would not look past the responsibility that you gave to each and every one of us as you left this earth, that we are to spread the gospel, that we are to tell others about Christ and what you did for us on the cross. Lord, I pray that we would take that not only to here in Great Falls, but Lord, to the uttermost parts of the earth. Lord, that we would be a witness through our life, that our life as we come to an end, and Lord, as we breathe our last breath, that we will know that we finished our race strong, encouraging to others, uplifting. As we enter in those heaven's gates, Lord, I pray that we would hear that mighty host of angels. Lord, we would hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Lord, we love you. Thank you for being an encouragement to us. In Jesus' name, brother.
With our heads bowed, eyes closed, we're going to have a short time of invitation. I ask everyone to stand their feet. The piano's going to begin to play. If there's something that God has spoken to your heart about, let's not wait. Let's just act on it. So the altar's open. We're not going to bug you and pester you, see why you came, but let's make sure things are right with God. How are we as that encourager? How are we with the things that he was talking about as far as the obstacles that are coming up? We're trusting in God through it, or we're just trying to go through it on our own? Maybe you're here tonight and you're not sure that you're on your way to heaven. I don't know. We've got a lot of church folks that are here and been around for a while, but maybe you've been playing the game. Are you 100% sure you're on the way to heaven? If not, let's get it squared and settled. Lord, we thank you for the message that was brought tonight. Lord, I pray that as we get ready to leave and go our separate ways, that, Lord, that you would just imprint that on our hearts. Lord, that we wouldn't just come and have our ears tickled a little bit and move and be stirred. Help us, Lord, to be changed. Help us to do something about it. And help us to remember it tomorrow and throughout this week. In your name, amen. You may be seated. And ask the ushers, if you'd come, we'll take up an offering for Golden State. And just to try and help out with the cost of traveling. I tell you, there is no other place like Golden State. And the reason is because of Pastor Jack Trever. He is unlike anybody else that I've ever met. The second best pastor next to our pastor. But just a tremendous man. And, well, I tell you, he is just doing something great down there. And so let's pray, and we'll take up the offering for the college. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for Golden State Baptist College. And thank you, Lord, that it has stood strong and has stayed straight and has not wavered. And, Lord, I pray that you would give them many more years of influence as they train this next generation of Christians. Thank you, Lord, for the work that they're doing. Pray that you'd continue to be with the tour group as they travel, give them safety, and help them, Lord, as they be a blessing to others. In your name, amen.